FM 90.3 WJTL, Stephen Curtis Chapman was still Meredith Andrews, not for a moment after all. Good morning to you, Olivia, and Fred with you. Happy Tuesday, 7:02.
Voting is underway for LNP Reader's Choice Awards. We'd be honored to have your vote for both WJTL and the Junction Center. You can find direct links at the Reader's Choice blog at WJTL.com.
Joining us on the phone this morning, former Navy SEAL and author and motivational speaker from California, Chad Williams. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on. Good to be with you.
So great to have you on the air as well. You're calling from California this morning where it's, what, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, just 4 in the morning out here. So I'm getting up.
Well, bless you. Thank you so much for getting up early, and we really appreciate you calling in this morning. Thank you for doing that. You're going to be coming to Mannheim here in June for a very special event. But before we talk about that, love to get more background on you. You were a Navy SEAL. Tell us a little bit about your time in the service.
Sure. You know, sometimes folks, well, at least nowadays, they know what a Navy SEAL is. There was a time where, you know, back here in my hometown, Huntington Beach, California, a girl asked me if it meant that I worked at SeaWorld or something, as she put it. SEAL, it actually has a meaning. It's an acronym. It stands for the areas that we operate in, sea, air, and land. And the last deployment I was involved in out in Iraq on the land, we were given the task of hunting down men that make suicide vests and roadside bombs, IEDs. We're working out there with the Iraqi Special Operation Forces, and I'll never forget the last operation that I was involved in. You know, it's kind of celebrating in my mind, thinking to myself, like, this is it. I know where this guy lives that we're going after. I know the plan, how we're going to get in, grab him, extract, and, you know, just a matter of days from now, I'm thinking as we're about to roll out, I'm going to be back in my hometown surfing in the ocean.
Wow.
But what we didn't know about that night was that we were actually being set up the entire time. On an ambush and about to get thrown in the absolute worst circumstances we'd been in on this entire deployment as we find ourselves in this gun battle really for our lives. But thankfully it's the team's ability to, you know, shoot, move and communicate, do what we do best in the SEAL teams that led to, you know, the obvious conclusion. I'm alive on the radio before all the listeners to this day, but it is worth remembering that it doesn't always work out that way. That our freedoms aren't free, and we need to take a moment to recall that what are our freedoms paid for in? Well, the currency of our soldiers' blood, our warriors' blood out there on the battlefield. And there's certainly spiritual truth to that as well, because when you consider our eternal freedoms, they're not free. And what were they paid for in? The currency of the Savior's blood at the cross.
Wow. And that's what you'll be speaking at the upcoming event. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. In fact, if folks want to find out how that ambush played out, all they got to do is come on out to the event on Saturday, June 3rd at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's all happening at the Mannheim Community Farm Show there in Mannheim. And there is a phone number to call if you want to register to be there, 717-875-4902. Chad Williams will be there speaking. It's a Veterans and Military Appreciation Dinner, Saturday, June 3rd. It kicks off at 5:30. And Chad, in addition to being a Navy SEAL, and thank you for your service to our country, by the way, you are also an author. Your book is called Seal of God. Can you give us a little synopsis of your book?
Yeah, so Seal of God is a biography. It kind of just shares the story of a very similar, you know, experience, I think, for a lot of young guys these days, not really having any direction in life, trying to figure out, you know, what it is that you're going to be doing. For me, I was dropping out of the local community college, you know, and there's that saying that's very true, that if you aim at nothing, you will hit it. Unfortunately, that's what I was aiming at, and I was hitting it dead on. But the lesson here is that you could really turn it around at any point. You know, part of our SEAL creed, it says that we are the common man, but with uncommon desire to succeed. And so any ordinary guy can honestly go and accomplish extraordinary things if their heart, their desire, their mindset is in the correct place. And so I went from failing out of junior college in a school parking lot, sitting in my truck, just making up my mind that this is what I want to do. I want to turn my whole life around. I want to go try and be a Navy SEAL. And so the book pretty much kicks off that way. And just the journey towards, you know, getting ready to go through SEAL training. I ended up getting mentored by an extraordinary Navy SEAL by the name of Scott Halvenston, who holds all kinds of records. He's the youngest man to make it through SEAL training. He's a world champion pentathlete. He's the fastest Navy SEAL on the SEAL training obstacle course. He was on a TV program where he raced. He was the only man to beat the beast, as they call it, on this program, Man vs. Beast.
Wow.
He raced a chimpanzee through an obstacle course and pulled ahead of the monkey on monkey bars.
Wow.
And so I get trained by him, yeah, to go in and then ultimately have my day, my opportunity at SEAL training. Tragically, though, that mentor of mine, he would end up going off to Iraq. And our last conversation that we had with each other on the phone was him just letting me know. He says, Junior, I know you're going to make it through SEAL training. And that really meant a lot to hear that from him. And it was just days later, I looked at the TV screen and I see on the news a picture of him smiling. And then at the lower third of the screen, I see Scott's birth date followed by a dash. And it says March 31st, 2004. And it just wasn't processing in my mind what had occurred. Then it switched from a smiling image of him to graphic video footage of a vehicle engulfed in flames, which turned out to be the very vehicle that he was in out in Fallujah, Iraq, along with three other Americans, as their vehicle was ambushed and these insurgents had videotaped everything they were doing to him and these others as they're doing everything they could to try and mutilate their bodies, ultimately stringing them upside down from the Euphrates River Bridge, setting their bodies on fire and chanting in Arabic into the camera, Fallujah's the graveyard of Americans, Fallujah's the graveyard of Americans. And so needless to say, that was a moment right there that radically changed me. You don't go forward the same person from there. And I went forward into SEAL training with Scott's name written on the inside of my head. I had a whole new motivation for making it through SEAL training.
Wow. Well, we're talking with Navy SEAL Chad Williams. He's also an author. He's going to be speaking at the Veterans and Military Appreciation Dinner coming to Manheim Community Farm Show in Manheim Saturday, June 3rd at 5:30 p.m. There is a cost involved for the event and the meal as well. But you could give a call, 717-875-4902, to get more information or to get those tickets as well. We'll be talking more with Scott on the way, or more with Chad on the way in just a bit, so we invite you to stick around. Music on the way as well for King and Country and more next.